Hey, this is Healy Jones, VP of Financial Strategy here at Cruise Consulting. And I want to say thanks to our podcast sponsor, ARC. At Cruise, we've got a number of clients successfully using ARC to manage their deposits, payments, access financing, all in one place. One of the things that ARC provides that's really great is over $250,000 in FDIC coverage. Their insurance program goes beyond the standard limit, and it secures up to $5.25 million. So startups that have even more cash than that can go and access treasury solutions that provide yield and safety. If you're a startup looking for a secure financial solution that can help you scale, please check out our sponsor, ARC, at arc.tech.
Welcome to Founders and Friends Podcast with Scott Orne at Cruise Consulting. And today, my very special guest is Kelly Caviglia of Bridgebank. Welcome, Kelly.
Thanks. Glad to be here.
Oh, yeah. Well, so we've worked together, been friends for many, many years. I think something like 5 years, maybe. And you are a great partner for Cruise, for our clients at Bridgebank. And so I want to have you on. Maybe just start by retracing your career a little bit and tell us how you landed at Bridgebank.
Yeah, my career has been a little interesting. I started my career at SVB in marketing, mainly by way of I graduated in the downturn of the economy. And I was a personal trainer for a little bit until one of my clients said, hey, you're good at telling people what to do, come work for me. And she worked at SVB. I actually studied sport management. So the opposite, I thought I was going to be a sports agent. So I was there for a while. And then
So went personal training to sports agent?
Well, I wanted to be a sports agent because I studied sport management. I was just a personal trainer because it was the downturn of the economy and I needed to find a job. And so that was kind of my holding pattern.
I worked in a sports agency in college, and it was not a industry. I got a very close look at it, and it was not.
Yeah, now that I'm older and I look back at it, I'm like, probably best that I didn't end up there. I left SVB because I was, in my 20s in San Francisco and thought it would be best to go work for a startup. And I worked for a fitness tech startup from first client all the way through acquisition. So that was a really good experience. Gained a lot of knowledge, which now helps me relate to my clients a lot better. And then after that, I went back to banking. It was a good experience, but I wanted some stability back and was at First Republic for about 3 years. And then I joined Bridge about 2.5 years ago to lead their early stage startup banking practice.
Yeah. You've had a really rapid rise at Bridge Bank. Like, it's been awesome to watch because all of a sudden we were just chatting it up last week and you're running the whole, what is it, early stage practice or how does it work?
Yeah, we call it startup banking, but
yeah. Mm-hmm. That's amazing. So, and we should note that we've had Mike Letterman on a couple of times from Bridge Bank, who really is like Mike's more of like a venture lender. So this podcast is going to be focused on the banking services and how you can help the Cruise client base. And specifically, probably, I'd say it's probably fair to say like the early stage, right? That's where you play the most.
Yeah. Our team focuses on pre-seed, seed stage companies. So anything pre-series A before they really get that larger institution around.
Yeah. But I'm sure you see the same thing we do. You know, helping those companies get things right the first time around is so much better. And usually they're pretty grateful and they stick around for a while. So I'm with you on that business model. So maybe highlight, just tell everyone a little bit about Bridgebank and where they play in the market and, capital and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. So Bridgebank was founded in 2001 in Silicon Valley for focus of working with tech and startups, from incorporation all the way through IPO. So really making sure that we're with them for that whole life cycle. Our sweet spot has always been venture debt. Now we have, the earlier stage side of things where we can be, again, that whole life cycle. In 2015, Bridge Bank was acquired by Western Alliance Bank, which is based out of Phoenix, Arizona. Bridge Bank or Western Alliance Bank has about 8 different banks underneath our umbrella. So we all do something very different from each other. For example, AmeriHome is one of our sister banks and they focus on home mortgages. We are the tech and startup arm of the bank. Western Alliance Bank is about almost $71 billion in assets right now.
Wow. Big one.
Yeah. So I think it's in the top 25, which is always constantly changing, of the largest banks in the United States right now.
I remember you guys got caught up in some of the collateral damage around SVB and First Republic. And I think I talked to Mike actually and was like, what's going on? And he's like, we don't really get it because we're heavily, heavily diversified. Like we do have some startup. The startup practice is pretty big, but relative to the rest of the bank, it's a pretty small piece, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we're, like I said, 8 different brands and banks doing something completely different from each other. And we're the only tech component of
that. Yeah. Yeah. That's great. That's awesome. And you have the benefits of diversification and scale.
Yeah.
But also you can be very focused on that client base. That's awesome.
Yeah.
And so you got in, where do you have like a regional focus, or is it, I mean, I've always lived in the Bay Area, so we've always interacted, but you're in Texas.
Yeah. So I'm in Texas. I mean, I think we're a little bit more heavily focused on the West Coast just because that's where we originated. Right. So you have like San Jose, San Francisco, we have Seattle offices, SoCal offices. And then, you know, we do have offices, corporate offices, not necessarily branches. Even on the East Coast, New York, Boston, DC, I'm in Austin and Denver and Chicago. So all the major tech hubs. But at the end of the day, all our clients are remote. So, you know, yeah. It really doesn't matter. I've got clients in Michigan and Idaho. It really doesn't matter at the end of the
day. That's great. That's great. You can cover everybody. And so then in terms of like, you know, how do you position the early stage practice versus like, you know, some of the big banks, the giant banks out there, and then some of the I don't even know what you call them, like internet oriented banks,
like a fintech. I think we are uniquely positioned because two things that I love about Bridge is we're very relationship oriented. So you have that more strategic vision for the company, like as they go forward. So when you start early with a bank and as a startup, especially if you're a first time founder, I always say like, you know, do your due diligence and like make a decision that's going to be with you for not only the next like 24 months, 12 months. And yeah, it's easy to get caught up in the instant gratification of like, this is easy to onboard, but like what, just like your business plans that you're creating, like what is going to be valuable to me and supporting my business in 2 years, 5 years, like when I need debt, does the bank I'm looking at offer debt? What are those requirements that I need to start thinking about? And maybe they don't even know what those questions are, but, you know, talking to their partners like you or their law firms, like it will help give some guidance on that.
It's not just debt. It's like cash, sophisticated cash management.
Yeah. Foreign exchange, depending on their business model and their needs. And I think that also goes back to that strategic relationship, because when you have a banker that, you know, their name, you know, for us, you have the same team for the extent of your relationship with the bank. So when you start early with us, we're growing with you. So, you know, my name, you know, your banker's name and email address and phone number, and you can call us and say, hey, I'm about to raise my Series A, like, or, you know, I need to set some benchmarks. Like, what do I need to do for debt to make sense? And we can kind of go through that together. So we have a plan versus scrambling last minute. And I see that a lot with early stage founders is scrambling because they all of a sudden realize they don't have the services that they need.
Also, I think the plan thing, especially around debt, is really smart, because sometimes I feel a lot of calls like that where if they would have planned ahead and maybe like put debt in place when they raise the Series A or something like that, you don't have to draw it down right away, but like just get something in place, it would have really helped the company versus like kind of being on the verge of running out of money and then trying to raise debt, which is kind of impossible to do. So I like how you guys have, I mean, I really value the relationship aspect, because from an accounting perspective, like being able just to call you or call Mike or other people on the team and be like, hey, can you help us out here? Or take a look at this client. That's means the world to us, because you just make us more efficient and you help our clients be successful. I'd say the huge value add, but also the willingness to get on the phone and talk through like something sophisticated like debt or cash management is pretty big. You know, that these are big decisions. And oftentimes, especially like founders, oftentimes they're like an amazing engineer or an amazing salesperson, and they started this company and this wasn't part of their toolkit, you know, so they need some help on it.
Yeah. And I think a lot of times, you know, when we're specifically talking about pre-seed and seed stage founders, especially again, if they're first time founders, they maybe not even know what venture debt really is.
Yeah.
Or, you know, because they're always like, well, can I get a loan? Because they're used to going to the consumer bank and like, oh, I get a loan and it's personally guaranteed. And that's not the case. It's completely different. It's specific to venture-backed startups. And, you know, for example, like we had a client and we sat down with them and said, hey, you're not ready for debt, but here are the markers like we would need to see in order for this to work.
Yeah.
And they went out, and 6 to 8 months later, they came back and are like, hit all those markers. Like, and so, you know, we were able to get them a term sheet just based on that.
I love it. I love it. And then on, in terms of like the tools you offer, the logged in experience, and all that, maybe just, can you walk people through, you know, the things that make you special on that end too?
Yeah, I think for early stage startups, your banking needs are simple, or they should be at that point, right?
Hopefully.
You need a checking account to hopefully take in some money from investors. You need to pay some bills and some other vendors, and that's probably it. You know, obviously there might be some excess cash from investors that maybe you need some cash management solutions for. But when we're talking about just the checking account, the first thing that we do is, if you are, you know, a startup client, pre-seed, seed stage, we waive your banking fees on your checking account for the up to 3 years. So really making sure that, it sounds cheesy, like every penny counts, but in reality, when you're getting charged, you know, $200 or whatever it is based on your transactions, it adds up when you're trying to grow a business and start from scratch.
Yeah.
Especially if you're pre-seed or you just got incorporated. So, you know, that's a big one. You know, and on that note, if you can deposit $50,000 in the first month and maintain that for 3 months, we give you a $500 credit back to your account. Just
as, that's like, awesome.
A token of goodwill and good luck. And, you know, on top of that, any amount that you bring to the bank that you want to set aside for a money market account, we are offering right now, obviously subject to change given the market, like really competitive rates that are right now it's at 5.258.
Oh, wow. That's maybe the highest I've heard of lately. Yeah. That's really good.
Yeah. And that's on any amount. So, you know, we found like, you know, I can only give you $10,000, but I can't find like a good cash management solution for, you know, $10,000. And we said, okay, like, let's make sure that you can earn that amount on regardless of how much you have.
That's really smart. Yeah. Cause we have clients that have $500K or $1 million and $25 or $50 million, you know,
so it's all over the map, and we get it, and things fluctuate.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, they're always worried about setting aside large sums, especially in this economy. And so we said, hey, if you've got $10,000, like, you can earn the same amount if you have $1 million.
Yeah. And money market accounts, just for everyone, they're pretty liquid. It may take a day or two, but they're very, very liquid. So
they're very liquid. Awesome. Like, you see them in your online banking portal. You can transfer funds back and forth. So if you need that cash, there's no penalties. You can transfer it to your checking.
Yeah. I love, by the way, you touched on something which I really love, which is being able to see it in the portal. Because there's something about, like, psychologically just knowing it's there and also not forgetting about it. We have clients that forget about money in places, and that's actually a big thing.
That's a big problem.
Yeah, exactly. Good problem to have. And then what are you doing on the expense management side?
Yeah, so we are integrated with a bunch of different platforms, like, you know, Bill.com and others. You know, it's all in our online banking.
Awesome. And then you have a credit card. When I say expense management, I kind of mean like credit card.
Oh, credit cards. Stuff. Yeah, sorry.
Yeah,
different verbiage for us. So we just launched a startup specific credit card last month. So another pain point that we heard a lot from early stage startups was, hey, do you guys have a credit card that makes sense for, you know, somebody who doesn't have credit history, that doesn't want to provide a personal guarantee? You know, because it's hard when you're that early to get almost kind of like your introductory lending relationship with a bank. So we created an unsecured, no personal guarantee, no credit history needed credit card for early stage startups that's purely based on their deposit balances.
Awesome. So,
you know, for example, if they have $100,000 in their checking account, they're eligible for up to a $20,000 credit limit. So the deposits need to be about five times what their credit limit's going to be. And so, you know, we check it on a quarterly basis. So all of a sudden, like, we understand things fluctuate in their checking account. So, you know, one day they may have less and it may drop below that $100,000. We're not going to just like cut them off. It goes back to that relationship component of let's get on the phone and have a conversation and make sure that.
And for the Cruise clients, like, they raise venture capital, so they're going to be totally fine on that stuff.
Yeah. But I think this is more like the pre-seed typically. Yeah. That's where they, you know, because you get some that are like, hey, I just need like a $10,000 credit card limit and that's it.
So. Yeah. But the personal guarantee is not having that is huge. I always tell the story, but Vanessa and I were on vacation in like this is pre-baby, so like, you know, 5 or 6, 7 years ago. And I remember talking to a one of our clients who was shutting the company down. And I just kind of happened to be like, kind of like almost forgot, forgotten to ask. I was like, hey, do you have any credit card debt? And she's like, yeah. And I was like, is it personally guaranteed? She's like, oh my God, it is. And it was like $25,000. And they were shutting the company down tomorrow. And I was like, you need to pay that right now or all that's going to, you know, but that's the kind of thing that happens and people get caught with it, or they can't get a big enough credit card that they're, most people who start companies don't have a lot of money. I mean, I know when I joined Vanessa, we were basically broke, both of us. And it was like, wait a second, I don't have enough money for you to give me a good credit card to run the business expenses through it because I don't have a lot of credit history and things like that. Right. So that's super beneficial in both those ways. Yeah. I think that's really smart.
Yeah. And it's utilizing a traditional credit card, our Visa Commercial Plus card. So they still earn rewards, you know, there's still cash back, you know, it's virtual cards if they need it for their team members. So it has all the traditional components of a regular credit card, just with the, you know, it's just kind of how it's underwritten / not underwritten because it's unsecured.
Yeah, that's awesome. Good for you. That's great. And then how does the coverage work? Like with the relationship, are people assigned a banker, or is it like, hey, when I have a problem, I call in? Like how's all the high touch customer service work?
Yeah. So, you know, depending on their location, they'll get assigned typically one or two people. As their team, and those are their people. We have a 1-800 number, of course, like every bank does, but we want to make sure that they know to come to us first. And that is, you know, not only in regards to, hey, I forgot my password, I can't log in, you know, that's, of course, that sort of stuff. But we also want them to come to us for things that are outside of banking, like ecosystem stuff. Like a lot of times they'll come to us and say, hey, you know, I'm hiring, do you know a payroll provider that like we can work with? Or hey, I need an accounting partner, I'm looking for something like that. And we'll make introductions, of course, and where we can. And we also have a lot of partners that are part of our what's called banking with benefits, that like you guys, that are offering some sort of discount specifically to our clients. So we want to make sure that we're, you know, involved in a lot of different aspects of
that's awesome. Yeah. You also know the company, so you can give custom advice, which is really important. You know, you're not going to send them on a wild goose chase that makes a really, really big difference. Yeah. That's great. And the fact that you're serving companies nationally, wherever they are, is really nice. Cause like sometimes some of the other banks who are very kind of regional focused, like they can't serve that company in Michigan or wherever, right? Because they don't have a office there. And so there's no one who actually knows how to talk to those companies. So that's really, really cool.
I mean, we even work with companies that are moving here from overseas, like the founders may be still in, you know, the UK or India, and they're going to be a part of a YC, and they're opening their accounts here to get started because they're moving. And we understand, like, you know, there's different needs for founders that are outside the US. So, you know, we do work with, you know, founders
nationally. I love that too. We're seeing more and more companies like that. Who are Delaware C Corps, but really the founders are in Europe or Australia or South America. So that's really great too. That's awesome. Yeah. And I can personally attest to, like, you guys do a great job. The relationships are real. You're there. You're always there when we need to talk to somebody. So, and I know integrity wise is really important for us too, you know, and I think one of the other nice things, I referenced the SVB crisis a little bit, but like, you know, you and Mike were available during that time. I mean, I think we sent you a bunch of clients during that time. And whenever we had that was like maybe the craziest 10 days of my career in a way. And you guys picked up the phone and answered emails and were super helpful. So we really appreciate that.
Yeah, no. And we appreciate your partnership as well. And, you know, for us, it's always, we want to make sure that our clients are taken care of. We do take it seriously. You know, and like I said, for us, it's not necessarily, especially on the early stage side of things, it's not just like a 12-month, like, we just want to get you onboarded and forget your name and stuff. We want to come with you, you know, like, I mean, and that is like in some cases, or, you know, or you're utilizing a chat bot. It's like, no, I want you to know who I am.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Comfortable reaching out to me. I want to know who you are, because at the end of the day, if you're successful as my client, we're successful.
That's so totally it, right? You're so aligned. You're completely aligned. Like if they're more successful, it helps you guys too. And so I love that. And the same with our business too. It's like, well, we want to answer those questions because we know it'll help you out. And that is good for us. That's amazing. Any good banking horror stories? Like, I'm sure it's like us where you have companies coming from another bank or for us in an accounting firm and you're like, what happened? What'd you do? What did they put you on kind of thing?
Like, have you seen
any like just horrible things that people should avoid?
I mean, again, I think do your due diligence, because I think there's been plenty of times where, you know, from credit cards being people be getting shut off because they dropped below certain limits or something like that. And we've, you know, had to rush to get them because they had to pay off something, or, you know, transferring funds from another bank where when they're moving over and not realizing that there's fees associated with that on the other side of the other bank. So, you know, stuff like that. I think, again, it's just doing your due diligence and making sure like the solutions you're picking, like, actually support your business now and into the future. Like, I can't stress that enough, because again, like, it's easy to get caught up in what's available now. And if you think you're busy as a pre-seed founder, you're going to be even more so when you go to raise your Series A. So having like the right team behind you is key.
I totally agree. That's really well said. Well, maybe you could tell everyone how to reach out, how to get in touch with you, how to get in touch with Bridge Bank, LinkedIn, email, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. So obviously, everybody can reach me. Just, I think maybe Scott, you'll share my email address, but it's kelly.cavilli@bridgebank.com. You can access, you know, more information about our startup program on bridgebank.com's startup page. And then obviously LinkedIn, anybody can message me if they have any questions.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Kelly.